Shalom, shalom. Chaydish. Parshas Vayera. I believe that there is a theme in the parsha. Perhaps many parshas have themes, which I'm not aimed on. But here I think there is something to point out from several parts of the parsha that would suggest a common thread and is worthy of consideration. Taking the beginning of the parsha with the Hachnasas Arachim of Avraham Avinu and the Malachim, of course Avraham Avinu did thousands of acts of Hachnasas Arachim in his lifetime, many, many thousands. And nevertheless, the one that the Terek Desha chose to illustrate was a case of where the Malachim didn't really eat. So, putting in all of this great effort and having such gewaltig sudas and ending up finding afterwards that it was Malachim who didn't need the food. There should be a message, a Torah message in that choice of the Terek Desha as well. Sidoim, another case in point in the Parsha, where the Terek Desha goes to great lengths to tell us of the enormous Mesiris Nefesh of Avraham Avinu begging the Eibishter again and again and again and again for his Midas HaChesed to save Sidoim. And after all that effort, the Torah gives so much space to Avraham Avinu's enormous attempt, only to show that at the end, Sodom is going to be destroyed. So the Mavukish of Avraham Avinu wasn't realized, but the Torah obviously is machshev greatly the effort, even though the result was not what Avraham Avinu was asking for. And a third thing, which is quite obvious but much easier to understand, is that Avraham Avinu, with the ultimate, the sign of the Akedah, there too, what Avraham Avinu thought was going to happen didn't happen. In that case, it's the sign itself, and the fact that the results were that Avraham Avinu has the enormous chus of Mesiris Nefesh that he put into the DNA of Klal Yisrael, Avraham and Yitzchak together, put in our DNA that he didn't have such kaiches, right? But the outcome was different in this case to the average person or to anyone, in this case, a positive outcome. But in all three cases, the outcome was positive, just in different ways of understanding. But certainly these are three examples of where you see that the adage that many Gedolim have said, "Amdaf ton nish oiftan," you have to do, not accomplish. And your accomplishments are from your actions. There was a great accomplishment of Avraham Avinu's chesed. That too did not end in the result of Avraham Avinu thought. And here, Avraham Avinu, I'm sure, was happy that Yitzchak lived, but it shows us that our job is to do, and the accomplishments are made from our actions, not from what results we expect. Taking from the first case of the Malachim, I believe that the limit over here is that chesed is the effort, not in the accomplishment at all times. It's the accomplishment is that a person makes himself like the Eibishter who's giving. Exactly what comes out of it, l'maisa, is a detail. The Chazon Ish writes over in the Igris of a maisa of a chesed echad who met somebody Erev Shabbos Kedish in the morning who needed a place to eat, and he invited him and had the Mishpacha prepare for the Eirich. Friday night, a davening, when this chassid was looking for the person, he found that someone else had taken him home instead, and he came home empty-handed without the Eirich that his family went and prepared for. And the family was disappointed. On a human level, very understandable. And the chassid said, "What's the problem? Our job is to make sure that a yid had where to eat. I know that for some mistake, he ended up by somebody else, so the fact that he didn't end up by us, that's okay. Not so easy for Bnei Bais to put in effort to appreciate, when we think about it on a deeper level, the message is that putting in the effort and trying to be machnas eirich and making yourself selfless and giving to somebody else is an accomplishment in itself. And if here the hashgacha was that someone else should have him, that was Ratzon Hashem, and therefore the chassid was just as satisfied. So therefore, the Torah, the Dafka picked a situation where there wasn't achila be'etzim, but there was great effort, and there was all the trappings that Hachnasas Arkham should be, b'mlei muvin hamila, which Avraham Avinu did, as the Torah and Chazal explain, and that was an accomplishment. And that was a chesed to teach us that you don't measure things just by the results that you expect, but measure by the effort and the wanting to be daimed to the Eibishter in terms of being giving and selfless. It's interesting to note that there is a similar idea that Simcha Zisa B'Reidus Chaim Bracha, the Chevron Roshiva, develops by the case of Slaim as well. He brings how the Ramban writes, the Hagilui Eilav Toiv Yofa, that the Eibishter is Megala to Avraham Avinu, what he was planning to do, is good. Ki Adati Bay Shumaker V'Yedei Shani Hashem Oyev Tztoko Mishpat, Kloimar, Shani Oysim Mishpat Rach B'Tztoko, V'Chein Yitzav Ez Banav Ez Beis Achav Lecho Ez Darki. And therefore, Hine Im B'Derech Tztoko Mishpat Yifteru, if they are merit to be gepatered, Yisbal Lefanai L'Hanicham V'Atei V'Dover. Im Chayovim Heim L'Gamri. And if they are obligated nonetheless to be eradicated, Gamhu Yachbait Mishpatam, that Avraham Avinu will want that as well. Lachain Roy Shiyovoi Besoid Hashem. So therefore he was taken into the Seid Hashem as the Eibishter wanted him to know what's going on. Then, after Avraham Avinu puts in all this effort, and then he gets, and he finds that there were not enough tzaddikim to save the city. It says, V'yashkim avim b'boiker, V'yashkim apnei stoim, and Rashi brings, V'yakum anoshim yashkifu apnei stoim, ko hashkofa shebemikra is l'ra. Which Zichl interprets, that with all the gevura and mesiris nefesh, that he was Mischane, Mispalam, the Anshe Sedaim, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geyser Dinam Frashchasa. When Avraham Avinu looked in the morning and he saw She'olah Kiter Ha'aretz Ki Kiter HaKivshan Le'rak Shle Nimku Rachamov Elehishkif Aleim Ra. He looked at it and said, that's what had to happen. As the Sipornis says, V'yashkif Hashkofas Eva Al Rav Risham. So, you see the balance of Avraham Avinu. He put in all of this effort, all of this tefillah, all of this begging, because Midas HaChesed demands that a person should try to save people as much as possible. But once the Eibishter decided that they weren't roy for that, then Avraham Avinu accepted that fully and completely and was satisfied. And that's why he was roy to go into the Seid Hashem of knowing about what the Meshul was planning to do, because as long as Ratzon Hashem is carried out at the end, even if it's not what you thought should be, but if the Eibishter shows you that what should be is something else, then you become totally satisfied with that as well. And that's obvious in the case of the Akedah, that you have the schus of the Akedah occurring without Yitzchak Avinu having to die. So it's the same mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh, with the result that even Yitzchak Avinu in this case was allowed to live. Just to end with a powerful story showing this concept of balance from the Alter Rebbe Slabodka, there is a famous story that Rebbe Yaakov Weinberg, this radiation, he was a bacher. He got close to Naftali Amsterdam, who was visiting Slabodka and talked to him and learning, and Rebbe Yaakov was a great Ilui, and he had a great yachas with his goyin. And he was a kid, he was a teenager, and he told Rav Naftali that sometimes he gets so orangutan learning, he forgets to daven mincha. And Naftali says, "Forget mincha." And he was so taken by Rav Naftali's reaction that he said as a kid, betzibur. But really, sometimes you forget to daven b'chal. And he goes to the altar, and he tells the altar that he said, he's a kid, and he said a sheker to Naftali. So the altar told him, if you don't go back to Naftali and tell him that he said a sheker, you can't be my Talmud. I can't have Talmudim that are liars. And if you don't want to go, then our relationship is over. And Rav Yaakov cherished his yachas with the altar. He said, it's so embarrassing, but it was a mentan. He wants to keep up with his Rebbe, and that's what the altar tells him to do. He left the altar's room, and he went to the room where Naftali was learning, and a Talmud tapped him on the shoulder and told him that as soon as he left the room, the Talmud was told, follow Weinberg, and if he's on his way to Naftali, stop him. And he stopped him right before he got in. He says, the altar told me to tell you not to go. He says, what do you mean? He said he wouldn't have a yachas with me if I don't go. And he comes back to the altar and says, Verstehnisht. The Rebbe said, if I don't go, our relationship is over. And now, you stop him from going. So the altar said, I had to teach you the importance of Midas HaEmes. I can't have a Talmud that's not Ernst. But a chashuv a bracha like you should have to be embarrassed to tell a zakin, a gadol, that you said something not true. I didn't want that to happen to you also. So therefore, in the brilliance of the altar's balance, he had one hand taught him a lesson, and the other hand saved him from his embarrassment. A window into the genius of the balance and the chokhmah and the chinuch of the Alter Rebbe Slabodka. A small, small example of Akedah-like behavior where Avraham Avinu needed to show that Mesiras Nefesh, Yitzchak needed to show it, and then Abish had other plans, and here the Alter had the chokhmah to do such a thing as well. So it's a lima to us of the balance of Avraham Avinu, the balance of Hanhaga, not taking and thinking we know what the results are going to be from actions we do, but try to do things in a correct and balanced way. And then when the Eibishter decides otherwise, to see the ultimate wisdom of the Rabbanu Shel Olam is what we have to follow and accept. And melef mit the Eibishter, melef mit the Torah, and then we're matzliach. Hatzlacha Rabbah.